Testing. Hey, I'm back again. Awkward intro. I don't know how to do intros for this yet. Episode 4, I guess. I was just sitting here thinking, and I'm trying to get better at putting my thoughts into words, and then my words into a mic, and then that into content. I just took a shower, and I sat down on my desk, and I was just feeling really calm, and in the moment, I was feeling very here, and I noticed how I was feeling. And it felt really, really good. Because I spent a lot of my days thinking about how to do everything that I'm trying to do when it comes to making things and posting them online and getting lost in the monotony of, is this good or bad? And being where I am currently, not having the opportunity to have, or not the opportunity, that's not the right word, but the luxury, I guess? The availability? No, that's not the word. I don't have a lot of feedback. So I don't know what to think of my own stuff, objectively. It's hard to know if people like what I'm doing or not. On a large basis, I get individual comments here and there that they like it, but I've never ever in my entire life had a large group of people judge me, evaluate me, view me in whatever way they view things. So I never really know or knew how exactly I come off as to others. Which is frustrating because I really want to grow better. In the sense that I don't want to completely rely on my own view of myself, so that I don't become someone that's egotistical and become someone that thinks too highly of themselves. But the reason why I got on at this moment was because I was feeling content. Like, I like this space that I surround myself in, this room that I'm in, this moment that I'm having. And I really want to protect it. And it's hard when you don't know how to protect something. That struggle is, it's not easy. So I wanted to let that out. I have to work hard for this. I have to work hard for it. But I also want to work smart, but when you don't have any feedback or data on it, and the only thing that you can rely on is yourself, your own self-evaluation, it's hard to see things that other people are seeing. And I've gotten so good in my life to tune other people out. And just be in my own world. That I've always been curious as to what people think of me. But I say that, and I look back on all the things I've done, and I've just done everything to not listen. Or not even ask or put myself in a situation where I am susceptible to that. And here I am trying to do the thing that makes me the most vulnerable to comments and evaluation. And when I say that, I do remember there was this one time in high school where my voice always sounded like I was beating a dead horse. It was very saddening, I guess. Which is probably what it's sounding right now. And it's, I guess, I am a little bit sad. Maybe deep down. And I can't even see it or notice it. And there's always this back and forth in my head of sort of knowing why I'm doing it, but then questioning why I'm doing that. Why I'm doing this, and what exactly is my end goal, and I don't have one. I just have these moments, and I want to make them last longer. And I want to share them with others. I don't even know if any of this is helpful to anybody. I don't know if anything I'm doing is helpful to anybody. And I know that sounds really, really bad. I guess I'm just, I don't know what I'm looking for. I have this feeling, and it's in my heart that, like, it's just telling me don't give up. I get this feeling like, despite being confused and not knowing what I'm doing, or even if the things I'm doing are right, or if it brings value to anybody, this feeling, it just keeps telling me to keep going. It just keeps telling me to keep feeling. And I've for the longest time in my life, since I could remember, having this feeling in me, I've fought it. Because it's the me that believes in me, and I hate that part of me so much. Because it doesn't give me a break, ever. No matter how much I suffer, or how much I get frustrated, and how lost I get, or how much I just want to stop, that feeling and that voice just always like, yeah, but don't. It's always telling me, yeah, I understand, but get back up. And it's it's the most frustrating feeling I have in me. It's the most frustrating feeling I have in me. And it's probably the one thing that I'm most proud of about me. Is that no matter how much I fuck up, no matter how much I do things that seem to not get me anywhere, and no matter how hard or how alone things become, I'm proud of the fact that I know that I'll always have that part of me in me.
Because
that part of me is the only thing right now in my world that I feel like believes the most in me. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know where I got it. Or if I've always had it. That it refuses to give up on me. Even when I desperately want to. It's my biggest fan and my biggest supporter. And I've tried so hard to figure out what exactly is it and how do I get closer to it. But it always seems so distant. It always seems to appear when I need it the most, and when I'm good, it like goes to sleep. I'm gonna have an experience listening back on this. This is gonna be another one of those episodes where I'm just gonna be like, oof. It's gonna be something when I hear this back. I want to be that for other people so bad, because I know people don't have that, because it feels that part of me, it feels so foreign and just alien and unique. And I don't know if other people have that, but I know that I do. And I want to be that for other people. But this world, everybody online, they all look at results and numbers and how many people view you, how many likes do you get. It's all about the numbers. And I guess that's another frustrating part, is that I have this want to make other people happy, you know, and to try and help them. But if I'm not somewhere that people will look and see me as someone that's credible, I guess, and trustworthy, which in the end translate into numbers, and then they won't listen. Because I'm always imagining the day that I grow big. And I grow this community that is my community, whatever that ends up becoming. And someone asks me, well, how did you grow? How did you do this? How do you do it? And I just want to tell them that I did it for you. I did it so that you would find me and I could have the opportunity to help you and make you smile in the best way that I can, which is showcasing my idiocy
and showing you who I am, because I have that thing. I have that other me in me that won't give up on me. So I can give my entire self to someone else because I know that I have that other me that's for me. So I have myself covered. I got myself covered. And I need to get better at remembering. Because a lot of the time I forget. I forget that I have that me in me. And I get scared to give myself entirely to someone else and think about other people because I'm always asking myself, but what about me? And I forget that I have me. I have me. You know, when I'm at my lowest and I'm in my loneliness, I always know that it'll be there. That I'll be there. I feel better. I feel like a weight off my heart, specifically. I guess my chest, my pecs. I don't have pecs. I need to work out. I need to make a day to get in my car and drive to the gym. That's what I need to do. And then go and walk a mile on the treadmill and then do some ab machine stuff and some arm machine stuff. Yeah. I still have no idea what this is, to be honest. At the time of this recording, I still haven't recorded the previous episode, or I still haven't uploaded it. So, I haven't recorded and I still need to go over it and read and edit it and then upload it, but I haven't done that yet. So now I have two episodes to upload. Yay! Of this episode of Into the Mic, I guess, where I talk about my feelings. Into a mic. I guess it's just, at the end of the day, it's another form of documentation for me that I can look back on and remember these moments and these memories. And maybe hopefully one day in the future, this will help somebody. I know it'll help me to remember. But yeah, so that's all my thoughts and my stuff. I don't know if this whole thing is gonna be just dark and gloomy. I don't really feel like it's dark and gloomy. It's just, I guess it's heavy. Emotionally, and not light. It might get lighter over time. It might stay heavy. But, yeah. Is this episode 4 or 3? This might be 3. This might be episode 3. I think this might be episode 3. No, this is 4. This is definitely 4. I have 2 out. Hold on, let me check. I'm pretty sure that I have, oh no, I'm unorganized. That's not good. Yeah, this is episode 4. Alright, if you kinda vibe with what I'm vibing, I guess. And if you're like, oh man, this guy is kind of, you know, whoa. I don't know what that means, but if you're ever curious as to who I am and you want to know more about me,
If you ever want to find me, if you ever want to find me, I'm everywhere under my username, WINDRASIL. And if you want lighter content of mine, you can go to my YouTube. A little sweet to your sour. I don't know if. I guess sweet and sour go together, right? There's sweet and sour sauce. So if you're feeling a little sour and you know, maybe you cried, or you just want to, you know, feel a little bit lighter. Thinking, I got more lighter content on my YouTube. If you want to go there, but yeah, I'm gonna go. And I will be here when I have something else to get off my chest, I guess. Whenever that'll be. Or maybe I'll start organizing shows. I suck at doing things that are programmed. I'm usually just off-the-cuff type of person. I hope you have a good day, or night, or afternoon. And that you get better at being you, because you are the only one that's going to live with you for the entirety of your life. So why not get to know yourself? Peace.